Okay, we are going to talk about rate of return, what it is, how to make sure your rate of return is competitive, and what return is necessary to achieve your goal before and after retirement. So I got Tom Craner here with me. So what is rate of return? What do investment people mean when they say internal rate of return?
Well, Ryan, the internal rate of return is a metric used in financial analysis to estimate the profitability of any investment. IRR is a discount rate that makes the net present value of all cash flows equal to zero in a discounted cash flow analysis.
Tom, that's a bunch of crap. That's investment industry jargon, and nobody knows what that even means.
Okay, you're right. That is the definition, but here it is in English. The internal rate of return, ROR, is the annual rate of growth or profit that an investment generates.
So that's what we're saying. When you hear investment people say your return or your rate of return or your performance, they mean the amount of increase in value in a year's time.
Yeah, so if you had $100 and your rate of return is 12%, now you have $112. Pretty simple.
Very simple. So now we know what rate of return means. Why is it important?
Well, it's important because you have to measure your risk and your rate of return in a balance between the two to make reasonable and responsible investments throughout time. So if your rate of return is too low, there are many risks to that, where the rising cost of living and inflation will make your money and your retirement investments worth less and less over time. If, on the other hand, you're tempted by excessively high rates of return, that can come with way too much volatility and risk, where the permanent loss of principal is not only possible, but probable. Think penny stocks. Well, now you have a whole new problem that is different than inflation.
So let's talk about what is a competitive rate of return. What is an achievable rate of return, and how you can use rate of return to provide you a stable and increasing income in retirement. So Tom, what could people expect for rate of return?
Well, of course, it is contingent on the quality of the management of their portfolio, combined with the level of risk and volatility that they're willing to accept. So, for example, investment experts baseline risk and return to market indexes such as the S&P 500. Many investment people will tell you that the S&P 500 has an acceptable level of volatility. So let's talk about market volatility risk, meaning what the negative years in the market look like as compared to the positive ones. So while people are sometimes afraid of market risk in these negative years, when you look at the past 30 calendar years for the S&P 500, only 5 of them are negative. So only 1 out of every 6 years are negative. What this illustrates is what the downside probability in the market really is compared to what people believe that it is. Most people have an outsized fear of the down years, and this information really puts it in perspective.
Boy, it sure does. Now, another interesting fact would be how much of a loss there was during those negative years. For the 5 negative years out of the last 30, one was only down 4.38%. Now, another one was down 37%. Another was down 22.1%. Another at 11.89%. And another down 9.1%. Now, contrast that with the 5 most positive years, which were up 31.49, 32.39, 33.36, 37.58, and 30.47. Now, all 5 of the most positive years during the past 30 years were above 30% rate of return. So if the question being asked is, does the long-term reward outweigh the risk for stock market investments? Well, then the answer is a resounding yes. So again, we're talking about the S&P 500 index. So the next question would be, can we improve on the S&P 500 using actively managed investment portfolios? Can we reduce volatility risk? And can we improve on and increase the average returns?
Well, the answer is yes, it is likely. Good portfolio management can potentially achieve lower rates of volatility and risk and a higher average net rate of return through many of the long-term periods as compared to the S&P 500. So to summarize, competitive long-term rates of return of 10 and 12% net is achievable and it's historical. In other words, it has been achieved in the past. Now, Research shows that an appropriately diversified portfolio can reduce risk and still outperform the S&P 500. Everybody knows that there is risk of loss in an equity-based portfolio, so even if such a portfolio has outperformed the S&P 500 in the past, there's no guarantee that it will do so in the future, but that is how it's designed. If you would like to find out how your rate of return stacks up, use our second opinion service. The SOS provides you with a quick and thorough analysis and comparison of your rate of return, volatility level, and internal expense and overall cost. This will be a complimentary, detailed, and professional analysis, no strings attached. Just go to strategicutah.com.
That's good, Tom. So another aspect of the rate of return question is the marketing and sales pitches people are constantly bombarded with. They will use terminology that suggests that they are talking about rate of return when very often they are not. Watch for jargon that implies rate of return, but are actually marketing terms. Investment salespeople use terms like income rate, guaranteed rate, index rate, or annuitization rate. None of these are actually real rate of return, but they do sound similar.
Yeah, so to take this apart, let's give an example. Let's take income rate. I heard an ad on the radio the other day where they were promoting the idea that you can have an income rate of 6.5 or 7% with your investment 100% guaranteed with no market or volatility risk. Now that sounds pretty good, actually, because you think that that's a rate of return. Well, it's not. You were very unlikely to get anything even close to 6.5% or 7% actual rate of return on these safe money annuities currently, because they are not advertising real rate of return. They are implying it, but what they are really promoting is a 6.5% or 7% income rate based on loose forms of annuitization. So you haven't earned a rate of return. Instead, they are advertising the amount of your money that the insurance company will allow you to spend during your lifetime. The point is, they are using these terms to lead people to believe they can actually earn a guaranteed 6.5% or 7% rate of return when they cannot.
That's right, Tom. If you would like to find out how your rate of return stacks up, use our second opinion service, our SOS. The SOS provides you with a quick and thorough analysis and comparison of your rate of return, your volatility level, and your internal and overall expense. This will be a complimentary and detailed professional analysis. Just go to strategicutah.com or call us at 801-627-2200.